sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
This is your birthday.
That goes a very happy, special happy birthday to our fearless leader, Lola.
Oh, happy birthday, Lola. Nice.
What's up, guys?
I wasn't sure whether whose birthday was. I was looking around, like I didn't see anybody with a cake or a candle, nothing.
Somebody's going to pop out of one later.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Lola.
Well, today's Matt's last day. Can you guys hear me okay? Okay, can you hear me right?
It was nice knowing all y'all. All right. Appreciate the time.
Just, you know, leave some pizzas at the door.
I got burgers now. I'm like a burger guy.
Tell you what, the burger was good.
I'm going to have to invent a burger diet
I
now.
Really hate to give you credit, and I told the guy who runs this place when he ordered the burger, I go, I hate to really give you credit for anything, but it was good. Crispy.
Yeah, like a smash burger, but it's like black Angus beef.
Here's what he did, though, Caleb. You know, he's for all the crap I give him, sometimes he's smart.
Yeah.
So he takes the thinnest hamburger patty I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, yeah.
And smashed it, whatever. But it was like three times the size of the bun.
Yeah.
So you know what? So by looking at your eyes, you're like, oh, that's massive.
It's perception. Yeah.
There you go.
Perception is the master of life, right? Like, it's all about illusion. Like, Chick-fil-A is not really healthy.
It's not. It's terrible for you.
It's just
delicious, though.
But it's hateful. And they restrict you on Sunday, and like, and then you're like, oh, you
like,
you won't
need to eat this.
You give any
right.
kid
Sunday off.
Any kid, you say no to something. They don't want anything except what you said no to.
For sure,
right? As humans, like the forbidden fruit,
the most.
So
the
like, most. Oh, Randy's like, oh, I'll buy Watch three this. On Saturday, freeze two, eat it on Sunday, and then I'll go back on Monday get one fresh.
Not quite like that.
They got you hooked, dog.
But I do sometimes.
You gotta see above
Saturday
it
and put them away. Put them in the refrigerator.
So, I need it fresh. I'm out. I can't eat the old.
Oh,
a day later?
It's good.
Yeah, because the bun is, you know.
But Randy gets off on the part of just like, oh, I had it on day. You can't have it.
Okay,
it's Sunday, and here's my hateful chicken.
Religious chicken. It's my religious chicken.
It is hateful.
I'm just back from voluntary mandatory practice. OTAs.
OTAs, that's right.
Oh,
That's a veteran move by you, by the way. You've been able to be here today. You're no fool. I don't care what anybody says. You're no fool. You know, everybody was there. Mike Evans wasn't there since he just had a baby.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, what's the baby got to do with it? He didn't deliver the baby.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, he could go to work.
There's a thing that happens. Once a guy kind of gets past, when you're a solidified starter, you're past probably like year four or five, like you're in the five, rear five range and up. You start, you know, OTAs is, you know what? I think, hey, coach, I won't be here the next couple of days. I got, you know, got to go handle this. We got to go handle that. You know what I mean? So
he didn't have a baby. His body didn't change.
So like, if that's after year four or five or six, what's after year, I don't know, 22?
Don't
see
come at all.
September?
Yeah, like Aaron Rodgers says. I'm going to see you when I see you. I'll see you when camp starts.
Well, no. Brady was already there before OTAs.
He was there before.
He's out in the park throwing balls illegally.
You got to understand.
Allegedly.
Right? Tom Brady's thing, his edge, even though he has a great arm, you know, he's super, super talented. That whole notion that Tom Brady is lacking in talent is ridiculous.
Who said that?
People say that all the time. You know, well, he works very hard, but he's talented. To do what he's done in his career, he's talented. But his approach to the game was never based on, oh, I can throw the ball from any angle all over the field. So he has a routine that has kept him going for 22 years. He's going to stick with it. And Rodgers can wake up out of bed and sling it into a trash can 80 yards down the field. So his approach is a little bit different.
Now, have you seen that YouTube video, that ambidextrous quarterback that can throw both hands? Is that a game-changing skill set?
You know, it looks good on film where there's no defensive backs and there's no pass rush. kind of like you can watch somebody run a 40 or do football drills and do routes on air, and it's like, oh man, that kid is amazing, and they go put pads on. It's like, you don't, you know, it's not the same thing. So we'll see.
I want to go back to the softball that you just threw about people have said about Tom Brady. People have said. So I want to talk about Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I did. I did see that. So, okay.
Lay the groundwork.
What is the backstory of what was said about him? I saw the video, and I have my take on the video. What was said about him? Because in the video, when guy kept asking him, hey, what did I say about you to make you feel this way? He kind of never really gave a definitive answer.
Okay. I don't know if it matters.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters yet. You know, unless it's a derogatory, if it's, you know, hey, on the practice field, he called him the N-word.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do more than just slap his hat off his head.
For sure.
Okay.
He slapped his hat off his head?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's what I'm saying. And so some things were said, obviously negative, about him and his teammates or some teammates.
Yeah.
Like media tend to do.
Yeah.
And then treat you like your best friends. Yeah. And you and I have talked about this. Uh-huh. So I guess he went up to him at OTA.
Yeah.
And he slapped his hat off his head, and some words were said back and forth.
Yeah.
Now, we can try to find out what words. I don't know if the words matter, you know, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some other things about words and such.
Yeah.
So then I guess the reporter has a podcast, not a live radio show on FCC and then put out throughout the nation and worldwide.
Kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Fakers. So this football player called in.
Humble brag.
And said some stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I've got a couple of quotes if we need to. But the one that's disturbing to me, and I addressed the exact same thing with Dana White.
Yeah.
When Vitor Belfort said to John Morgan, I have friends here. When John Morgan was, you know, asking about the steroid use and blah, 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 blah. Can I say blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I could ever say blah, 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 blah anymore. That's from Ron's show, I'm Not a Comedian. Lenny Bruce.
Amazing show, by the way. If it's in your city, your town, go check it out. It was great.
Now I got to go back a step.
Hold on. I want to just finish laying the groundwork, and then you can bore us and pull us
down.
No,
I just need to know who you're talking about, because these names mean nothing to me.
Shocking.
I've never heard of these people.
It's defensive lineman for the 49ers.
It doesn't, okay. And just kind of like what I said, it doesn't, to me, at least at this point, it doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't really matter to you or to anybody who the player is.
Right.
I said he's a player with the San Francisco 49ers. And what I'm trying to get at is it doesn't matter if it's the starting quarterback, if it's the reserve player.
Oh, it does.
Absolutely
not. No, because if it's a nobody, it's a name no one knows, and it doesn't matter. So it's just white noise. Nobody cares.
You're a professional.
If it was Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, somebody that we know.
Can I just?
Okay, if somebody, I'll put it like that, though. Put it like this. If somebody in the news starts writing stuff about your pizza place, trashing it, you know, unnecessarily, are they going to say, well, you're not Papa John's. Why should you care if somebody writes bad about you? No, that's you. They're slandering. And this is your business. That's his business. It's his body.
That's the difference between Caleb and me. I just call you a freaking moron. Caleb at least tries to explain to you why you're a freaking
and
moron.
And I'm not Vito Belfort. I don't need friends. I'm going to go take care of that myself.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
What he did.
So I like this guy. Who is this guy?
So
I'm gonna look him up. I'm gonna have a jersey.
Here's the issue that I have. Not that he called him every name in the book.
Yeah.
Not that he, you know, which I'm not.
You said my private parts are bigger than yours.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did say that. He did say that.
Great insult.
But when he said, my family knows who you are, now that's a threat.
Yeah.
That's taking words, and I've always said, call me anything you want. I hate when people are all upset about words. It's words. Words don't hurt you. But when you say your family knows who you are, that has the potential to hurt you. So it'll be interesting how this plays out. Give me your thoughts. And again, I know things have been said about you, and I know the media in town, and I know I don't want to go too far because they already dislike me.
Yeah.
But how difficult is it to deal with a media after they say negative things? And I don't want to put you on that fence that you have to get on one side or another.
It's okay. For me, like we've talked about numerous times on and off the air, there is a line that you toe when you are media and you understand that there's a way you can go about talking about somebody's game, their performance. And when you start dipping into the personal things, that's kind of where you cross that line. Because like you said, like one thing he said, you don't know me. You don't know where I'm from. Everyone has a different upbringing. Some people can hear that kind of criticism because of where they're from, because of how they grew up, and say, oh, it's just media. That's how it is. Other people hear that because of where they're from, where they grew up. That's disrespect, and you cross the line. And so you don't know who you're talking to or talking about. And when it's an intimate thing, like, it's not ESPN saying this. I see you every day. I see you in the locker room. We interact with each other. I see you all the time. You greet me. I greet you. We walk by each other. So how can you say these things about me? And again, I don't know exactly what he said that ticked him off.
Right.
But like I said, like, everyone is different, and you just don't know who you're dealing with. And so you have to – and again, like, he's in the media, and he has a right to say whatever he wants to, but he also has to deal with those consequences of what comes with it. And so that's what he's dealing with now, and they both do. Like, Kinlaw, he's got to deal with the consequences of him, you know, going on that show and saying what he said and doing what he did. You know, that's just kind of how it works. So
what kind of things have been said about you historically? And, like, what was there any of them that actually took personal where you were like, you know what, I don't care about the paycheck, I don't care about this league, I'm ready to make a point or stand for my name?
I'm going to jump in real quick, and I'm going to be Steve. It's none of your damn business.
That's not true.
Well, that's what Steve would typically say.
Steve. I mean, I won't go into too great of a detail, but, like, there have been, you know, at times fans have said things after games on social media, and I've given them a response because, you know, they come at me with something snarky, and I've given them kind of a snarky remark back, and they start tweeting Jason Light and saying, oh, you can't talk to the fans that way, blah, blah, blah. But, like, again, like I said, if you – come get, you want attention from somebody, you're going to go talk about somebody. If they give you a response, you deal with it. I've never had that with media because I kind of don't really read clippings. I just go and play and do my stuff. There is times with other players and a coach at one point in my career where we had to kind of have a man-to-man talk, like, hey, you can't talk to me this way. I'm a grown-up like you're a grown-up, and we're not going to have that kind of dialogue. Coach me hard, but be respectful. And sometimes you're going to have those conversations. You have to. Because if you let people say whatever and do whatever, then, you know, so it's a respect thing.
But on the same line, that takes it down to Street Jesus, Jorge Masvidal, you know, and Colby. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, it's – and that's basically the same thing. Ooh, God, that smells good.
Yeah.
Words that turn into a physical altercation.
Yeah.
You know. And
I like them. I like, altercations.
You can't say whatever you want to say. And I don't want people to confuse the situation – with the comedians thing, right? That's a different situation because you as a consumer...
And didn't we learn a lot about that Saturday night?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
You as a consumer paid to go watch a comedy show. If you're upset at what the guy's saying, it offends you, get up and walk away, right? If I'm playing football and you're writing about me, that's something completely different. It's a different dynamic. So I just wanted to kind of clarify with that.
You know, and not to take side of people that I don't get along with, meaning the media, you know... And I agree with what you're saying. You can say that you had a bad game without saying you suck.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But if people, if the athletes start taking it like Ron Artest and just run up in the stands and start knocking out fans, I say people will stop saying stupid stuff at sporting games.
I just think, like, again, people got to understand, like, the one thing that stuck out to me that he said that I think is really important for people to understand, he said, you don't know me, you don't know where I'm from.
True.
And he's not saying that to say, like, I'm from the hood, I'll beat you up type of thing. He's like, you have no idea what's disrespect to me. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the thing. You don't know. And as men, we understand any conversation that we have with another man, there's a small sliver that it can escalate very, very
always
quickly. Sure. If you say the wrong thing.
Always. Right?
Every time I talk to Matt.
Every time, right? I'm in traffic.
So I'll put it like this, right? I know some people who did time in jail or prison or whatever it is. As a joke, if you say the B word to them, they will fight you. Because where they're from, it means something different.
Yeah, for sure.
Than out here, you can't joke with them like that.
Right.
So it's certain things you can't say to certain people. And he's like, hey, whatever it is you're saying, I have to check you because now it leads to me slapping your hat off. I don't want to act like that. That's what I understood from his comments. And again, what was said, I'm not sure. But, like, I just feel like it's, you know.
And what's the guy's name again? Because I'm a
Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a jersey. I like this kid. I like the way he stands up. I'm for knocking out media.
But I do, though. I enjoy people like stand up and speak up for yourself. Like, I appreciate he didn't go to social media. He went on his platform.
You're talking about the media guy?
No.
Or you're talking about the football?
He went on his platform and he talked to him.
His two mistakes was, A, putting his hands on him.
Yeah.
As little as it is, like, and again, you don't know him, he don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if I was to do that to you and you slapped the hat off my head, I wouldn't have an issue with it. You know, honestly, I wouldn't.
Oh, please do it.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Caleb, I'll give you $50.
I'm going to, All right, I'll split it with you. I'll let you do it. So back in the day, Warren Sapp gave me his phone number.
Yeah.
You know, we've been friends ever since, blah, 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 blah. There I go again, blah, 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 blah. And I said to him, I go, Warren, just like I've said this to you, Warren, I will never give this number to anyone. And he goes, I know, but what's the worst thing that'll happen? I'll have to get a new number?
Yeah.
And I go, no, that's not what I'm worried about. And he laughs. He goes, oh, you're worried about the tough love, huh? You know, and I know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the same thing back. You know, if I know you as a person, not because of what you do and what I do, I would expect that. But if they have this already violent, per se, relationship,
yeah,
he shouldn't have hit his, you know, he shouldn't have touched him. He shouldn't have flipped. Now, probably what's going to happen is the media guy's going to get banned. That's what I foresee.
Yeah.
You know, and I did.
Player get fined.
Possibly.
Yeah. He touched him. So that's, you put hands on people, you know, that's probably what's
going to
happen.
And I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to. He can probably afford the fine more than this media person can afford losing credentials to what he's, how he makes his living.
Yeah. But, you know, and I don't think he should lose his job. I think he wrote the story. He said what he said. And he garnered the response that he garnered. And now he understands, hey, if I want to keep talking about this person this way, this is the reaction I'm going to get.
Right.
And if the guy kept voicing a sentiment, he says, hey, like, we don't F with you. Nobody in the locker room Fs with you. And you know, like anybody else, there are certain people in the locker room that no one likes.
Right.
Right. And again, it might not get to that point, but again.
Oh, no, it's at that point. I read that while we were talking.
Yeah.
So there are, like, a lot of the players went to him and said, why are you even talking to him? We don't talk to this media guy.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to him? Yeah. Why are you? But again, it's probably because he said some things that.
And he was like, I can't let it slide.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just can't. So it's, you know, hey, Chris Rock said it off. Will Smith said it off, man.
No.
Will Smith slapped himself out of Hollywood.
Will That's Smith what he did. Said it off.
And Chris Rock, I hold him responsible. And I think we talked about this Saturday night. I hold him responsible with what happened to Dave Chappelle. And what's going to happen to other comedians moving down the road?
Hey, but Chris Rock's got a chin on him, so I got to give him props. He took that slap like a man.
What does that have to do with what I just said?
Just saying.
He may not last this hour, and nobody's here.
Comedians need to stand up. They need to start training, sparring. Like a fan comes out. I mean, you run to the UFC.
I think if you
run to the UFC, they get body slammed before you even get to the octagon.
If you pay money to go watch a comedy show, and you get upset at something, a joke, you know. So
but
you're
where's
going
security
there to
at?
To jokes.
But where's the security? Because if you run, fans have run to the UFC and they get
security.
Body slammed, they get crushed.
There is security.
But a football game, fans make it on the field, they go out in the 50-yard line before they get tackled. I mean, like, security shouldn't even let somebody pass, like, the sideline.
But you got to understand, at a comedy show, it's as far as me and you are. The stage is right here and you're right there. By the time you can jump on stage, security can't run out that fast. It's not like a concert, you know what I mean? Like, the guy got 5 feet up to Dave Chappelle before the security can get there. And so it's just one of those things where you're anticipating, hey, you paid to come watch this show. You know what I'm going to talk about. You know my comedy. You know how I talk. You know everybody gets made fun of. So don't come up here and get offended. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's a different.
All right, we're over. Let's hit this break. We'll come back and continue talking about this because it's an interesting subject. And I know there's quite a few other things that we need to touch base, as well as yesterday. And yes, I know this was taped. We saw it yesterday, Ultimate Fighter. Did you watch it? Did you get a chance?
I watched the first two. I didn't watch yesterday.
Yesterday was a great episode. And we'll talk about it to set the groundwork for when Laura comes on at the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I know you want to get up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? all available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, I guess we're back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Snap Zone. So are we moving on from that?
Moving on, baby.
We can move on from that.
Okay. Let me go to my notes, because I took a couple notes of a couple other things to talk about. Pepsi is no longer the sponsor of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Really?
Big deal? No big deal? Who cares?
Who cares?
I drink Coke, so I certainly...
Me too.
Coke replace them?
I doubt it, but it always bothered me because...
Doesn't Coke own Pepsi?
No.
That's the only thing they don't know?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and Pepsi owns everything but Coke.
Is there anything more iconic than Michael Jackson's Jerry Curl going up on stage at the Super Bowl at the Pepsi concert?
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Really?
Definitely.
You think that's a bigger moment?
Yeah. You are an idiot.
Really?
You are an idiot.
And Michael,
that's all I can say.
Michael's the king of pop, dog. Like, that's the biggest star ever to walk the earth. Ever.
Just one show. All right, how about this? Just 1 hour of one show, don't be a jack.
And he's the second best person to leave Indiana.
All right. also, and this happened a little while ago, the Outback Bowl, and this will be very upsetting to you, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Is no longer called the Outback Bowl.
Okay. What is it now?
Well, Outback is no longer the answer.
And now it's going to be?
Tournament to Pizza. So sign a $10 million.
I'm not doing that.
$10 million.
I'm not working on the first day of the year. It's my day off.
Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
So someone, you know, and I talked to you about them maybe doing the memorial here at your place. Someone has access to another person's Facebook account.
Yeah.
Okay. Who passed away. So she took control. They took control of her Facebook to let everybody know, you know, about the service, about the celebration of life, about. A couple days ago, she puts a post up about her dog walking business.
Oh.
On man. This person. Tacky.
The deceased person's page.
Oh, yes. So networking through 1,000 friends.
No, I thought it was awful.
That's awful.
I was.
That's awful.
It's a little tacky.
Tacky.
I mean, even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, tacky. Yeah,
awesome. And I would do some for charity stuff, but that's...
All right, maybe not as tacky, but I'm curious on your opinion on this. There was another celebration of life over the weekend in Pinellas County for the late, great, legend Fez Watley. You wouldn't probably know who he is, but if you're from the Tampa Bay area, he was like the third... at least it's you, me, and a couple seats.
Yeah.
With Ron and Ron, it was Ron, and then it was Fez. His real name was Todd.
It was a celebration of life, so it wasn't quote unquote the funeral, but people are taking pictures at or after the celebration of life with all the other people that were there, friends they haven't seen in a while. Just as tacky?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're preserving a memory. Like yeah, you're I don't think so. Capturing a moment in time.
I haven't experienced a lot of death that's really close to home, thankfully. But I know the people who have, like, it's nothing. They commemorate those moments and they take pictures. And maybe, again, like, I don't think it's like a thing where it's like they're taking a picture of somebody famous, but like with friends, family. You know, you take pictures and, you know,
I mean, they're not taking pictures with a body, right? Like, they're not propping the body up and like put an arm around him and photograph. Selfies.
He didn't even go to the show when he knows about propping up a dead body.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Well, Weekend at Bernie's was like the way I grew up.
A rapper passed away. I think he passed away in a shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And they embalmed his body and took him to the nightclub.
Yeah. And then they threw a concert.
Propped him up and partied in the nightclub one last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go, though. I mean, if you're going to celebrate your afterlife, you got to go out of style.
All right. We'll get back on track because now we're going to go back into words.
Yeah.
But there's another situation that happened. And, of course, I have an opinion. It's probably wrong, but it's mine, and I'm going to stick with it. We're going to talk about Josh Donaldson when we return. Okay. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K-bikes.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Baffert, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. What's the address here?
170 47th Avenue, Northeast.
I know that you really don't want new clientele, but that burger today was pretty good.
It is good. I'm telling you, I'm going to start a burger diet.
Banging too. I'm not going to lie to you.
I've been
doing keto, like we talked about before. And it's tough sometimes when I come in here because, you know, I want them good pizza slices, but the salad and wings.
So you, are you staying ready? You guess like always in shape? Yeah, you stay in shape all year round or you take time off?
I take time off. I take, as soon as the season's over, I take about 3 weeks, two and a half, 3 weeks, and kind of just let my body reset.
Like heal.
Yeah. When I say time off, it's just not super hard working. It's more like bike, swim.
I was going to say, he's saying time off. Every time I text him, he's like, I'm at the gym. I'll call you back. I'm at the gym. It doesn't matter if it's 8 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon. He's at the gym.
It's a process.
And speaking of the wings, you should have said something. Those Asian wings that I had Saturday night,
yeah,
they were awesome.
Insane. Wow.
They were good. They definitely were good.
Now, going back to time off, the Lightning swept the Florida Panthers.
Great story here.
Do you want to finish? Oh, we didn't start with Josh. We talked off the air.
Yeah, great. Okay. So great story with that. The Florida, what's their name?
Panthers.
Panthers. There was video of some of the guys leaving the strip club.
Right.
And then they get swept the next night. Hilarious to me.
And then the expert when it comes to hockey and the Lightning, Sean, he said at the first break, the music they played was some kind of about a strip club.
Yeah.
That was the music that they played.
That's beautiful.
For the Panthers.
Right.
That's beautiful. I love that. You know, they have the, when people would go play Miami in South Beach, they have what they call the South Beach flu. You can have like a back-to-back in Miami because guys would go out all night and then play terrible the next day. So, hey, we got the Tampa flu now. You know, guys come down here.
Now, if you have a long layoff, like a week to recover, is there such a thing as rust? Do you get, you know, like, or is this good for the team to get the rest to heal the starters?
If you have a game the next day, it's not a good idea to be consuming alcohol.
Well, of course not. But right now, the Lightning have like a week off.
He's just saying the Lightning are going to have an extended off day.
Do you like when you're playing, do you like to stay consecutive? Like, you know, would you keep going week after week? Or do you like the bye week where it gives you extra time to recover?
Bye week is amazing. Because at this point in the season, when it's late in the season, you need that time. And you're not doing nothing. But you go do low impact conditioning and cardio. You swim, ride the bike, get treatment, get, you know, massages, just get your body back right and do, like, you know.
And the Lightning are going to practice.
They're going to practice. Right.
The Lightning are going to be on the ice.
But you need that. You need that time.
I don't remember what the player's name was that cost him the first goal and then got a penalty with, 5 minutes left in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So they even made the comments that he's going to be practicing that flip or whatever he was doing.
Yeah, delay a game.
Yeah, well, it was the delay game. They had two. I don't know if you saw this. They had two goals disallowed. Yep, you know, that they went to instant replay both times and they were nullified.
I need to, if I'm not watching hockey at the stadium, it's really hard for me to sit and watch it on TV. I'm going to get better at it. I'm trying to, I watched golf the other day, you know, I just sat there and just watched it. It was excruciating.
Yeah, it's awful.
I turned on the video games, so I was playing it and trying to do both.
The difference, at least in hockey, is it's still so fast-paced. There's still a lot going on.
For sure.
In golf, you can take a nap and you didn't miss anything.
I think what I need to do is start getting more invested in the players and learning about the players. And when you learn about the players, it's easier to watch
because
you can recognize, you know.
Okay, now speaking of players, the Josh Donaldson story that, again, we only know a part
Dobson
of.
Or Donaldson?
Donaldson.
Donaldson.
Played for the Blue Jays. He's now with the Yankees. So the little bit that I have caught is that I believe he's the shortstop of the Chicago White Sox, and Tony La Russa is the one that's banging the drum on this as well. And I don't know what order we tell this story, but allegedly in an interview a while ago, he said he is this generation's Jackie Robinson.
Tim Anderson, the shortstop.
Okay, Tim Anderson.
For the White Sox.
The White Sox.
Called himself this generation's Jackie Robinson.
Right, I just said that. Thanks for the update.
I was clarifying.
Okay,
so
clarifying.
The listeners
so
can understand.
So Donaldson's rounding second and said, what's up, Jackie?
Yeah.
And Donaldson said, now he's not a well-liked player, Josh Donaldson. All right, so that's kind of the start of it. But Donaldson has said that he's called him that numerous times.
Yeah.
He claims he's this generation's Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't know if Tim did or Tony La Russa has now said this is a racist comment and made a racial incident out of it. And Donaldson's like, what? All you have to do is say you don't like it and I'll stop.
Yeah.
That's Donaldson's side. I haven't heard Tim's side.
I hate, I'm going to try and tread lightly here. I hate when people bring race or when you bring the worst thing that somebody can do to you into a situation where it doesn't belong, you water it down for the situations where it's important, right? You gave yourself a nickname. Somebody called you that nickname, and you scream racism.
I agree with you.
Now, if there's something else he said outside of that
right.
that we're not privy to,
sure.
then my apologies. But if all he did was call you the nickname that you gave yourself, how do you say it's racist? Like, I just don't understand. And now the problem is you go scream bloody murder. And now when there is a situation or there really is a problem, right, nobody's listening for real because of this
right.
issue.
Right.
And if you're calling yourself this generation Jackie Robinson and somebody calls you Jackie and you got that mad, you're not Jackie Robinson because he went through a lot worse.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. He got called
a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
Than somebody saying, hey, Jackie, as he's running. So it's just like, for me, it's just one of those things, like, you got to be careful when you go public with these things. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, you know, she went and screamed bloody murder. He did this, this, and this. And now it's like, no, he didn't. You know, so right. it's just like, and now you ruin it for somebody next time who's in your situation, who really is abused, who really is dealing with stuff. So I don't like it.
And that comment has been made a lot of times, you know, when you're being accused of rape.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're found not guilty. And then, like you said, now the next time you don't want to believe it.
Yeah,
it's crying wolf too many times, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't like that at all.
Now you can.
I can't say that because I'm a white guy and I'm afraid of being called racist.
Oh, I'm not afraid to be called it.
No, you shouldn't be.
I border the line. I should probably be called racist.
Well, but here's the thing, you know, and
I've said some really shady context. Stuff lately.
And that's what I was going to say. You know, people who know me laugh. When people who don't know me call me a racist,
yeah.
you know, it's just hilarious and it's not funny, but it's funny to me, you know, that, you know, people have talked about the radio show or talked about this and that word is used and I'm like, what?
You can always use my color TV defense.
For me, it's low hanging fruit. You have nothing else to,
right.
oh, well, you're racist. Like, and it's like, bro, come on. Like, do you know what racism is? Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it is? It's not you disliking somebody that's a different race than you. It's not racism. You cannot like somebody and not be racist.
Well, racism is what we see right now in the media and these public mass shootings. Like, that's hatred. That's, like, racism at its finest. Like, that's a true definition. And it's a tragedy. And I love the way that the Steve Kerr handled the press conference, that he put the tragedy in Texas above all sport and playoffs.
Well, it is.
And anything else. And enough is enough. And I agree 100%.
Yeah. Well said.
Are they saying, only because I don't know, was that shooting?
They're saying that it's white supremacist, same as the Buffalo shooting. That it was.
Well, the Buffalo one, I think they proved that.
Right.
And again, I guess not enough is out about this one.
The Buffalo guy, he made sure you knew what he was yeah. about. He made sure.
And I don't know I don't know how we stop that. You know, I made the comment about, and I believe this, I think teachers should be allowed to be armed.
Sure.
I'm not saying every teacher has to be armed. And then the great Leo Haggerty, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, he made a comment that they talked about it at the school he worked at. And he said, I'm comfortable being armed to protect myself and the students. But we need something so that if there is an active shooter, that when the police come on the campus and they see me with a gun, they're going to know that I'm not the active shooter.
Yeah.
And according to him, the school's like, oh, no, we can't do that.
Wow.
You know, yeah. If as a country we could figure out how to stop people from hijacking airplanes and ramming them into buildings, we can figure out how to stop school shootings if they put their mind to it.
I think you can stop because, you know, gates and security, you're not going to be able to stop it everywhere all the time. I don't know how you could stop it at a grocery store.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, I understand that, right? And again, like a movie theater, there's different things where it's like, hey, that's just like it's a risk. Like you risk somebody else being crazy every time you step out of the house. Like somebody sure. can go drive their car into a group of people. Like you risk those things. But at school, where there's children and there's kids and like the most fragile people that need protection, you can figure out a way to mitigate those things. Like you just have to. And it's one of those things where people don't make changes till it hits home, until it like really, really affects their lives.
Right.
And so you have these government officials who are sitting in their ivory towers and who are so disengaged from what everybody else deals with, and they're more concerned about staying in power, like Steve Kerr said, than making change. It's sad.
It is ridiculous that you don't need full background checks, or that you don't need to wait 20, 30, 40, 60 days. And here's something that has bothered me, and this involves me, and this benefits me, and I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Another veteran is sitting here with us. I don't know if you know this. In order to get a concealed weapons permit, you have to go through a class.
Correct.
Yes. Okay? I don't. Kelly doesn't.
Yeah.
If you've been in the military and you were honorably discharged and have a DD-214, which is the document that you're... I literally went down there and got a concealed weapons permit.
But you've worked with weapons for years.
Have I?
I mean, you tell me. You're in the military.
Have
Is that
I?
Not a requirement?
No.
You have weapons under the water? The Navy?
I was on a ship. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't carry a weapon for, you know, but am I as qualified as Kelly is? Am I as qualified as Danny Alvarez, my attorney, who's gone through all these classes? And no. And if I'm barely qualified, what about people that are not qualified at all?
Yeah.
They don't have to prove anything.
And I take it a step further. If your kid is a minor, like not 18 years old, and can't like make decisions on their own, and they do something like this, the parents should be held accountable in some way, shape, or form.
I'm okay with that.
I wholeheartedly believe that.
Yeah, I do too. Because the chance of, and this goes into the Cain Velasquez case, because people are saying, you know, and I'm, you know me being vocal, Cain shot the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And people are saying, he's the stepfather. Who cares?
Yeah.
He knew. You know, he worked at the daycare, blah, you know, but it's still not. But that's what you're saying. And I'm okay with that,
But the problem is that with the internet and with, like, parts, they're ordering parts with no serial numbers. They're building ghost guns. They're not registered.
Right.
Yeah. So certifications or mandatory holds, like, they're not trackable. They're not traceable. And,
yeah.
and that's the problem.
And that's what most people on the other side, whatever side that is, you know, ban this gun. Well, all that's doing is banning the honest, legal people
I agree.
From getting whatever.
Sure,
I agree.
If you're a dirtbag, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get whatever you want or need to
do. I think.
That's my issue about it.
I think schools are targets mm-hmm. because they're soft targets, and we know that they take the guns away. We know they don't have protection at schools. We know there's only one security officer at a time, probably.
Yeah.
And a liaison officer who's there just for, like, you know, emotional support. But there's no real threat there. Like, if you know, I think it's more of a
deterrent. Well, the one that happened down south, it wasn't even emotional. I mean, he took off as soon as there was an issue.
But I think if you are an 18-year-old kid and you have these inklings to do something like this, if you know that the teachers, there's 30 of them and they're all strapped, I think it deters you from even walking into that school.
I agree.
You know,
and that's why I said what I said.
It's just disheartening that, you know, we sit here and have these conversations and the people who are in charge who can really do something about it don't do anything about it. You know, that's disturbing.
There's too much power and money in it.
Yeah, it's disturbing to me that they can sit there, and we're so desensitized to these things. It happens every couple of months now.
Yeah. It's 10 shootings, public shootings since Buffalo 2 weeks ago.
Like, every couple of months it happens.
Every couple of days.
It's getting ridiculous, and it's just like, it happens, everybody says their piece, everybody's sad, and then you forget about it, and then you just kind of go about your day, and it happens again. It's just like, come on, man. Like, it's
what do we do? What can be done?
I don't know. Because the way our politics work and politicians work, it's they just feed you whatever they need to feed you. I'm going to do this and reform this and do this, and they get in power. And they're like, oh, well, the NRA gave me, you know,
right.
$10 million to run my campaign. Sorry, I can't. My hands are tied. And it's just like, I just don't know. I don't know. I really don't. It's sad.
On that, let's hit the 45-minute break. When we come back, we may talk some sports. Who knows? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tournament of Pizza. Welcome back, Randy.
Brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone.
That's not the break, though. This is another greeting. Welcome back.
You can
sponsored by me.
You can never say your sponsors' names enough.
Sponsored by me, myself, and I. And welcome to my home.
Far from that.
So, a lot been going on in the world of sports. Love to talk a little football. Start with some college stuff and move on to
NFL. I thought we were going to talk soccer.
Oh, man, yeah. There is a lot going on in that, too.
Yes, there is.
There is a lot going
on.
Team
just sold for $5 billion?
Yeah. On top of that, one of the stars, Kylian Mbappe, just signed a $600 million 3-year contract.
Ooh-wee.
How about that?
Everybody says, you know, the money that, you know, NFL guys make and the money that
No,
soccer players, football players.
Yeah, no, but when I first moved here, I used to tell people all the time, I'm like, yeah, NFL guys can make great money. Yeah, that's awesome. $50 million? Oh, that's phenomenal that he got that contract. I'm like, Lionel Messi makes $1 million a week.
Yeah.
<playing soccer. laughs> Like, you know what I'm saying? David Beckham got paid $250 million to come play for the Galaxy. So those guys, it's ridiculous.
What about the dude from Sweden? What's his name?
Holland? No.
No, he played in L.A.
Oh, Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. How about him? That guy's awesome.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love
everything about him. Just his demeanor. And, you know, he made the big bet with Beckham in the World Cup.
And he's that, like, he embraces that villain role. Yep. And, like, he's 40 years old, still doing it. 20-some years and still at the very high level. It's impressive.
I saw when I came to, what's this place, Scott?
Tournament of Pizza.
The thing down on the ticker, I guess he just had a problem with his knee and he could be out. And his year contract is up this summer. So
yeah,
means cha-ching come July.
Yeah, nah, he's been in it since he was like 18, 19 years old. He's 41 years old. I mean, he's had a phenomenal career. Just won the Italian League, Serie A. So, but I know this is about a week old. Nick Saban, A&M comments, and
love
Jackson
it.
State. Do you love what he said?
No, but I love the comments that the Texas A&M says ATM on the helmet.
Yeah.
It's all about the money, baby. Show me the money.
You know, yeah. So I'm not even upset that he called out A&M or Jackson State or whatever it is. For me, I think this stems from, because it's been kind of like a trend since the NIL deals came. There's been a lot of complaints from coaches, from media.
Well, Deion Sanders says it's hard to manage these kids because they have the money now. They're getting paid for their name, and like, it's hard to manage them to control them.
It's not that's a grown-up. I'm 18 years old. I can go to war. I can buy a gun. I can drink alcohol. I can drive. I'm an adult. You don't need to manage me. Imagine, I'll put it like this. I graduate high school. I make a YouTube channel. And I make it big, and I'm getting paid $10 million a year on YouTube. Nobody's saying, oh, I have to manage that kid. You can't. He doesn't know what he's doing. He needs to be managed. Why? Because I'm an athlete. Nah, I'm too dumb to know how to handle a couple hundred grand.
That's what Biggie Smalls said. He's like, listen to the coach scream at my lifetime dream. I mean,
it's almost, I would argue, it's almost better that the kids get the money early. So when I get to the NFL, hey, I've been getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for 3 years. I know how to handle money. It's not a big deal anymore that I got $10 million. I've dealt with $400,000, $500,000. I've got it out of my system buying all the flashy things early on. So now when I'm 27 years old and I get a big contract, I don't feel the need to go blow it. But there's this like idea that because we're athletes, we don't know what we're doing and you need to protect us. It's control. College football for a long time, and I'm not going to use a slave analogy because I don't agree with that analogy per se in every aspect, but there's this idea.
Hopefully in any aspect. Because college football and slavery.
Yeah. I understand. But
I knew you did.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like the fans and the media and the coaches, there's this undertone that these kids don't know what they're doing. Like, they're amateurs and you're ruining the game. You're not ruining anything. They just don't have power anymore. You know, fans don't have that power to say, oh, we got this kid for 4 years. A coaches just get up and leave.
Yeah.
What's his name? Kelly from Notre Dame. He's been winning at Notre Dame, but he couldn't get over that hump. He's like, peace out, guys. I'm out of here. Nick Saban was in Miami for a week and it went to LSU. And there's nothing wrong when they do it, but now there's transfer portal and kids get to leave when they want and come and go as they want to make their own choices and be adults. And then now you're upset at them and you're saying, we need to get this under control. No. The cat's out the bag now. You can't go back.
That just happened in Miami too. You know, the coach that came to Miami was somewhere else, brought kids in, and then a week later he's in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens all the time. And I do like the
Lincoln portal. Riley goes to USC, quarterback, hey, come on with me. On a drop of a dime. He said, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm the coach of Oklahoma. I'm committed to this team. 3 days later, signs $100 million to USC, gets a private plane, and it's okay when the coaches do it. But God forbid a kid makes a choice that's good for him and his family. Get out of here. Stop it with that.
No, I agree with you 100%. I've always been upset that a coach can leave. You know, it's bothered me.
And on top of that, as a coach, you ask for kids to be professional, to be good in the media. Like, imagine if this is two kids going back and forth in the media like this. This is not how our program is represented. We shouldn't be talking like this. He's going to get fined. He's going to get in trouble. You shouldn't be talking about another guy like that. And now you have two grown men, grandfathers, arguing on thing. Go look at his past. He's a cheater. No, he's a cheater, and he did this, and he did this. Come on, give me a break. It's childish.
Do you think that it's partly getting away with it because it is Nick Saban?
Yeah, I mean, again, like,
arguably the biggest name in college football.
For sure. And I wouldn't even say college football, like, just football in general. He's made a huge...
Well, maybe not in Miami.
Yeah.
they're great there over there.
You know what I mean? Like, he's made a huge impact on a lot of kids' lives, and, you know, he's helped a lot of kids achieve their dreams, and you can't take that away from him, right? But I went through the recruiting process. I know a lot of kids who went to Alabama. For you to say everything we do is above board... No great college program does everything above board. I'm sorry. No one does. No one is squeaky clean.
There was a former Alabama Crimson Tide, big name, very big name.
Yeah.
Happened to go to school at the same time as, I don't know, my little brother.
Yeah.
Happened to be in the same class as my little brother. And my little brother claims he never saw him in class.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, I'm just saying, we know it happens, but we know it happens there too.
There was this running joke when the Challenger, right, was like the big time car. The Chargers and Challengers were like the big cars when I was kind of in college. And we
had they also were when Randy was in college. Yeah. Also, so 69.
But what was famous when I was in it, it was the Fred Flintstone car.
You know, the Roadrunner?
Where you run with your feet and it's the square wheels.
Randy had the Trans Am. But, you know, we call it the SEC stimulus package because every player in the SEC that was a big-time player, they had a Charger or a Challenger. And I know you didn't buy it because you don't come from money. So how do you all have the same car? You know what I mean? So it's like just cut with the crap.
Speaking of cars, Caleb, and you coming from a successful NFL career, how many cars did you have at Rick Ross's car show this weekend?
I had no cars.
None.
At Rick Ross's car show.
Did you take an Uber up there?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, why did you go?
You know, not my thing.
Little baby's there. Got all his cars. Yeah, I don't. Rolls Royces.
Yeah, little baby has a car.
Yeah, little baby brings out all the toys. Right, a Rolls Royce. Yeah, that sick Bentley G Wagon truck. Like, that thing was.
Yeah,
sick.
That's a house.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's Rick Ross. He bought Evander Holyfield's old house in Atlanta. It's a massive compound.
Yeah.
And he had through a car show, and all the rappers and celebrities brought their fleet of cars. And it's literally, the baby brought like 10 cars. They're all Rolls Royces and Bentleys and G-Wagons. And like, it's unreal, the amount of money that was sitting in that yard.
You know what's more impressive than those cars? Rick Ross has a buffalo on his property and giraffes.
Really?
And horses, yeah.
Didn't Matt Geiger have a buffalo? I think Matt Geiger had one in his house here.
But he apparently mows his own grass because they're charging him like $100,000 a year.
The buffalo mows it.
He said
that's why he's got the buffalo.
He claims that he mows his own grass.
Maybe he mows like the front of his yard, like whatever the immediate front, but he's not mowing all those acres.
He's got to save money.
Get out of here.
Costs money to run that compound.
Needs to get a few more buffalo. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. When we return, it'll be this week's Ultimate Fighter segment with Laura Gallardo, and a very special guest will be calling in the middle of that. You do not want to miss it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.